зношу не просто века. Это крупнейшая катастрофа истории человечества. Через тысячу лет все равно будет Чернобыль, когда скажут Чернобыль, человечество содрогаться будет.
Team of Soviet scientists risked their lives in the aftermath of the disaster to go inside Chernobyl. They revealed the extent of the danger from the reactor and the sarcophagus built around it.
Chernobyl, 1991. 5 years after the accident, this is the final resting place for 135 tons of uranium, plutonium, and other extremely radioactive elements. The contents of this tomb will remain radioactive for at least 100,000 years. It's called the sarcophagus. But deep inside the sarcophagus, a remarkable group of Soviet physicists is at work in levels of radiation that would be considered almost suicidal in the West. The fuel rods through which this man is climbing are once inside the reactor core. The scientists are taking these risks because they must find out what's happened to the missing nuclear fuel. They're driven by the fear that there will be a second accident at Chernobyl. This is the story of what's really happening inside the Chernobyl sarcophagus. Till now, what's been going on here has been completely hidden from Western science. The city control room of Unit 4, where the fateful mistakes took place, it's still very contaminated, and this is the first time foreigners have been allowed to film inside the sarcophagus. It was credited to complete a safety experiment that led to the accident. In part, it was errors made by operators, and in part, faulty reactor design. It turned Chernobyl from an unknown town into an international symbol. After the accident, a team of specialists were assembled, known as the Complex Expedition. Today's mission is to investigate nuclear activity around the destroyed reactor. As well as radiation, they face radioactive dust. There were high levels of plutonium on our respirators after filming these pictures.
По порядку, как мы выбрали. 275. После этого перемещаемся в помещение 308. Если первое помещение, 207-5, было получено, там можно работать и полчаса, то время работы в втором помещении не больше 10 минут.
They are led by the head of the sarcophagus diagnostics lab, Viktor Popov.
Время работы в помещении
25 минут. Вопросы есть? Нет, пошли.
Пошли.